Good morning, James Chapman. How you doing, buddy?
Dude, already putting out fires this morning, but doing real good. Doing real good.
Look good.
Do
Yeah.
I? Yeah, dressed up a little bit. I'm thinking about shooting a video today for my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Thinking about it. I feel like I'm
Thinking
having a
about
good
it.
hair day. I feel great. What can I tell
People
you?
think about things or do things.
But look, I'm gonna tell you, I was lazy this morning. My kid's out of school this week, and my alarm went off, and I didn't hit snooze. I just turned it off and I rolled over and went back to sleep. So, I mean, I got like all this extra sleep this morning. I feel amazing.
Feeling
And I
good.
also have 2.5 cups of coffee pumping through my veins. So, that didn't hurt at all. So,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
dude, let's jump into it. I'm fired up today because I have a very good friend that is joining us on the podcast. This podcast is all about the next tier, the next level. You folks get to go with us on our journey as we solve problems, if we talk about issues and we don't know how to get to the next step, right? And in entrepreneurship or wherever we're at. And we have brought a person on that is a master of this stuff, helping you get through those things. He is my I was about to say my business coach, but my personal coach in life and business and all that, and has become a good friend of me. I'd like to welcome everybody, Robert Mallon. Robert, thanks for joining us today.
And so glad. I want you to keep talking nice things if you could.
Hey,
Say
it's easy to do. It's easy to do. Robert, tell everybody a little bit. Will you give your bio? Because I will never do it as good as you can.
well, let's see. Born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. Actually, I'll give you a quick little bio here. I actually married my third grade sweetheart. James, you don't even know that. You don't
I
even
did
know
not
that.
know that.
I fell in love in third grade in Mrs. Leopold's class. She was absolutely the prettiest little girl I ever saw in my life. They moved in. Her twin sister was my fourth grade sweetheart. Honest to goodness, they moved away to Dallas, Texas in sixth grade, and I didn't see him again until I was about 23 years old. But we were married 26 years. I have three sons, all grown now, about your age, James, actually. And she passed away. She got cancer back in 2002, and for 3 years battled it real hard, and we lost her in 2005. Toughest thing I ever went through there. But about 2 years later, actually about a year later, I met another awesome lady. I've been blessed two times in my life with just great ladies, and we will celebrate our 17th anniversary coming up in July. But we have five kids total and five grandkids total, and life is really, really good. But probably more importantly, what you guys, my background, I was in restaurants for about 26 years with some very large companies, and ran restaurants and area, restaurant areas. I had like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. So I was traveling a lot, just kind of running stuff. And in 2002, I hired a coach, and I didn't even know what a professional coach was back then. Like, it just was not a big deal. But I was like, the whole thing was, what do I do next? And I thought, well, all I know is restaurants, but what I didn't understand is, just like with you, James, I've never worked in an insurance agency in my life, but I help you build your business and I help you build you. And it doesn't matter. I've told you before, I've got a one of my clients makes nuclear motors. I wouldn't know one if I saw one, have no idea, but I've worked with him for almost 10 years now. So anyway, he helped me understand that coaching was what I should do in my life. So I started that business January 3rd, 2003. So it's been 21 years now that I've been getting to work with guys like you and different companies, and just absolutely love. It's why I'm on this planet, is to be able to do what I get to do for a living. So that's who I am.
That's
Very
really
cool. And so, a lot of people who listen to this podcast on the regular, they've already heard about you. Not
nice.
I will just say my coach, my coach, because a lot of times we meet on a Wednesday. Maybe you got something that's been on my mind. Well, we shoot this podcast every Thursday and we're talking through something and a principle applies that we've discussed. So what's interesting to me, so when you started out, you got into the restaurant business, but you grew into from, I'm assuming you probably started it at one location, right?
And actually, I started when I was 14 years old. I'm not counting that part, but we're washing dishes in a restaurant, and that was it was kind of weird. I went to Western Carolina University, but when I got out, I was like, what do I do? And I understood restaurants and then, got into the management leadership of them. It just kind of made sense because I got it, understood it.
Do you do, was there a catalyst there that made you shift and go, man, I'm really going to give this coaching thing a try?
All through my career, and I didn't realize, and this is what the coach actually helped me understand. I love to grow people, and I had a reputation as a guy who could get people promoted like quickly. And it was just a very natural thing. You and I've talked about this, but I believe God kind of he puts certain things inside of us and things like that. And I'm really bad at a whole lot of stuff, but in that I'm really, really good. And he pulled that out of me, and he said, it's a natural thing because you understand business, but you also love to grow people. And when you put those two things together, it's a win, And so for me, when he said that, it was like, actually, I said, well, how do I do that? Like, how do I make that jump and go after that? And that's what we did for the next 4 or 5 months was figure out how do I transition out of that career, with three kids and a mortgage and all this type of stuff, and go into what I'm doing now. And I just took a leap of faith, man. Took a
That's
leap of faith.
amazing. And never look back, right?
Never looked back. And actually, I'll say this, and I think your listeners might want to hear this. If you could picture like a 6 foot circle, 6 foot circle, and I figured this out back in around 2001, 2002, but I was in my comfort zone doing the restaurant thing, I got it, I understood it, but it wasn't satisfying me anymore. So what I figured out was, most people for their whole lives, I'm going to stand up right now and hopefully you can hear me. Maybe I shouldn't do that, but they stay in that comfort zone and they lead, who was it? Thoreau said, lives of quiet desperation because they're not satisfied whatsoever. And I figured out if I could get 1 foot out of the comfort zone and leave 1 foot in the comfort zone. What do you think happened to the circle, the 6 foot circle, when I put 1 foot outside of the comfort zone?
Get a little bigger.
It got bigger, right? So I kept doing that. I kept getting out of my comfort zone and it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now let's go back to you. You and I have been working together for a year, right? How many times have I gotten you outside of your comfort zone over the last year?
Forcefully, quite a few.
And what has happened over the last year?
It's amazing the things that used to make me uncomfortable that I'm getting better and more comfortable with.
And you have a confidence now that you didn't a year and a half ago.
Very
And
true.
I think you're enjoying your work. I know that you're enjoying your work a whole lot more than you were before because you were stressing and doing all that. And we've got it now to where you're working, I believe, on the 20% that brings 80% of the good. And we've eliminated a whole lot of the 80% of the things that you were doing that weren't paying off for you whatsoever. And you've got a
Well,
lot of joy. Go ahead.
yes. So I think to that, this conversation is supposed to be about you, not me. No, I'm kidding.
I thought it's all about you, actually.
No, but really, that's you. I will say, not only has it made the circle bigger and things more comfortable, it's made me realize what I'm not okay with. Like, it's helped me realize, like, hey, that I before I just did it, I was a guy who would just put my head down and do work. Well, it's kind of hard to follow a path if you always have your head down. You never check the horizon, right?
That's
And you're
true.
helping me find my horizon. And it's and am I honed in on the 20%? Not like I should, but I definitely can identify a lot of the 80%, all that minutia that I should not be murking with. I should be pushing out, and I'm doing a much better job You know, I think that's a good part of the battle, Robert. It was just identifying what is the things, not just executing on them, but you can't execute on something you don't even know what is or is not the problem, or where what is or is not the thing you should be spending your time on.
And I think the other part, you've gotten to where delegation was not a comfortable thing with him. We really started talking about what is the right ways to delegate, which hardly anybody does well. So you're able to offload some of those things, which brings you a lot of great energy, because you're focusing on the most important things. And things that aren't that important to you can be very important to the people underneath you. So you got real good at that, and you started defining that. I think the other thing for you was you learned how to set up your days and your weeks the right way. And for you, and every coaching client is different, that's what you needed most, to get that part right, so that you were accomplishing more and staying on track with what you're doing. And I want to hear you speak to that, because I think that's true, but let's hear your point of view.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you helped build an immediate confidence, even though I thought I was already a very confident guy. You helped build a confidence, like, hey, this is like, it's like you reminded me, like, hey, man, you're in charge of your future. Like, you don't just have to be on the whims of where it takes you. You can actually chart the course. And here's the tools that are going to help you chart the course. And taking ownership of those items and then working through them. Okay, hey, this is what's important to me. This is going to be important to me. I'm going to keep coming back. It started with identifying those items. And then if you don't identify them, then how can you ever execute on anything you think is important? I will tell you, one of the biggest things to me that you did, and I think I would imagine any coach worth their salt would focus on, which was a surprise to me, was when we first started meeting, I'm like, man, let's dig into business. And it was like, let's talk about your life. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out your life. And at first I'm like, I don't want to talk about my life. You're asking me about my friend group. I want to talk about business, man. Let's get to some business. Let's make some money. And and realizing how all of that is really connected, and it all matters, you know? So
there's can I jump into that for just a second? Because please. I think most people probably listening to the podcast, the vast majority of their effort is put towards, you know, the career, the business, making sure that that's right. But when I first started doing this, I'd say probably the first 5 years or so, all I did really was I was working with business owners or leaders within businesses. And that's really my niche, is that right there. But I started realizing, like, if somebody has a great career, but their spouse gives them divorce papers because they suck at being a husband or a wife, like, shame on me for not bringing that up. Or if somebody has a thriving business, but they die at their desk from a heart attack because they don't pay any attention to the physical health part of their life, then shame on me. So as you know, every 90 days, one of the sessions that we do, we literally go into a thing. I'm actually looking at it because right after this call, I'm working with a guy down in Florida, but we go into what's going on in the physical or the professional part of your life. What's going on with your money, financial part of life? What's going on with the family part of life, with the educational, with the spiritual, with the fun and recreation, the community being serving, being part of community. How you doing with time management, organization? What's the physical health part of your life look like right now? And then friends, social. So what we do, as you know, we don't go after all of those, but we go through those over the course of about an hour. And we pick three of those, always professional, but we pick two others. And I know your listeners can't see this right now, but if you're here and we set a goal over the next 90 days and you accomplish that goal and you get to here, and then you get to here, and I'm stacking as I go with my hands, if you can't see that, then over the course of 6 months or a year or 2 years, it's amazing what you can do, but you're making sure that you have health in all the areas of your life. And you're not ignoring things that most people ignore because they're so busy chasing the work part that the rest of their lives get destroyed. So can I take it back to you? We've done that for a year. What has that done for you?
It keeps me open to the areas that I spend no time thinking about. I just think, okay, fix this one area and it'll make everything better. But that's not really the case. Like, do I want to be successful in business? Do I want to be successful at home? Do I want to be successful in my community? No, I want to be successful at life. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to be. Absolutely. And is that a tougher challenge? Of course it is. But it's what I want to be. And it keeps me pushing for those things. And it keeps them front of mind. Because I will go one track mind in a heartbeat. I don't know if that's everybody, but I know I will. Right?
We get myopic, you know.
Yeah.
People, I'd say it's there's a book called Mindset by Carol Dweck, D-W-E-C-K. But mm-hmm. She said that she's a researcher from Stanford. She was like in charge of one of the big research parts of that. About 80% of people have what's called a fixed mindset, which kind of says you are the way that you are and there's nothing you can do. Like people say, well, I'm fat because my parents had big bones and I got big bones and I'm just fat. That's the way it is. You know, that sounds terrible, but 20% of people have what's called a growth mindset. And that's the ones that I work with. I can't work with a person with a fixed mindset because they don't want to make any changes whatsoever. But I think by going through this, that causes you to always have that growth mindset and be open to the options that are available for growth in your life. And I think for people with a growth mindset, when they're growing, they feel a lot of joy. They really get a lot of joy out of life because, you know, some people, growth doesn't mean anything to them. And I would not work with a person like that for anything. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but I can't help them. There's nothing I can do. Yeah.
And I want to come back to that, but I will say that is something I definitely want the people listening to take away. Like whatever that item is, let's say you start doing something where you're going to run a better schedule for yourself, or you're going to say, when I start doing this over the past year, there's been times it's been almost hell because I'm having to open up areas and my prideful self doesn't want to look at them. Mm-hmm. And I say this from a whole, because I still fight it. I still sometimes look at it and go, like, man, I really don't want to open that door and have to admit that I'm jacked up there. That, hey, there's times where I do not spend the energy I should on my marriage. You know, like there's different areas where, you know, when's the last time I called any of my friends and just went and had lunch with them? I never do that. Never do that. Right. Like different things like that. Like the areas where I'm not spending energy that are good and beneficial for me. So it's tough, but you got to get all that out. You got to get all the dust off everything. You got to get it all out, exposed, and then you can start working on it. It's just a piece of it.
I think a great example, Addison, is Morgan. Has Morgan ever done the podcast?
No, he won't jump on.
That's too bad. Is it okay if I talk about him for a second?
Of course, yeah.
Morgan, Addison's cousin Morgan, has been a client now for over 4 years, so probably approaching 5 years now, something like that. But he has such a growth mindset, but he was hyper-focused on one thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've seen him just over the course of time just jump by leaps and bounds. He's a different guy now than he was when I first met him, probably about 2018 or 19, somewhere in that neighborhood. But he loves that, and he loves that growth. And I love him. I mean, I'll say it straight up, and I hope he hears his podcast because I love that guy, man. He's not just a client. He's a friend of mine now, and totally respect him. But you have to be vulnerable enough to go, I don't have it all together. And he did that mm-hmm. to start a growth track.
Yeah.
You know, but some people just, they can't do that. They can't, you know, maybe their self-esteem is not high enough to be able to admit that they're not everything that they think that they are, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
And being able to break down the walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough to, you know, it's pride, man. It is real. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're any kind of person that's trying to be a high achiever, I think that is something you have to work to keep in check. That's my personal opinion. Robert, you work with a lot of high achievers. I don't know if you see that, but it's, there's a lot of trust you have to build in yourself if you're an entrepreneur or whatever. And you, so there, a lot of times you have to go with your gut and you believe yourself, you know, and sometimes that can get in the way when it's in other situations.
And I think, and I'll go down a road, and I hope this doesn't sound self-serving, and it could, and I hope it really, but you're not going to do that unless you have a trustworthy person to do that. And I've made some major leaps in my life from my childhood and teenage, I mean, especially from my teenage years, man, I was a mess, you know, and I'm sort of surprised at where I'm at right now. But I think, you know, if you're looking for somebody to help you, you need to have somebody who can be authentic and, you know, talk about bad times that they've had in their life, because they have. I guarantee you, everybody listening to this, you've had bad times, you've learned things through bad times, you know, and I think that's a key component, is they don't look down at you, but we're, James, you and I, we're walking shoulder to shoulder through this thing, you know, through this life together. I happen to be a person that gets to pour into you a little bit, but man, I've got people in my life that are shoulder to shoulder with me. And that's a big key right there, is to have those people in your life that you can be authentic with and talk about and all that. So yeah. Many people have poured into me so that I can help pour into people like you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's here with my team, if they're talking about customers, it can kind of be difficult, right? Because these people are our clients that are calling in and they need advice. I'm like, look, you got to advise them. Like, I need you to think about it. Like, if you went to the doctor and you're overweight and like you're on the verge of having a heart attack or whatever, about to be diabetic, you don't want him just to be nice because you're paying money. You want him to tell you the facts because he cares, right? Like, micromanage me for a minute. Tell me what's wrong. Hey, quit double fisting cheeseburgers into your mouth. You're going to kill yourself. You're going to die. You're going to be diabetic. You're going to be X. You're going to be Y, whatever. Like, I'm like, you got to do the same thing for our clients. They're not just paying us and we just have to be thankful that there's cash coming across the table. Like, there is a value we drive to that. And that value is like how we advise people. You know, you got to tell them what they need to hear. If they agree and don't do it, okay, but it's still your job.
Can I tell you, let me tell you a quick little story that goes along with this, that, and adds to it a wee bit. About 5 years ago, I had a health scare with my heart. Didn't have a heart attack or anything like that, but I had to go to a heart surgical center. Let's just say that. And I'm not going to name any names whatsoever. You know this, James, like I exercise 5 or 6 days a week, and I've done it my whole life, and I will continue to do it hopefully till the day I die. But I walked in, and a nurse walked in who was in a pink scrubs, I guess you call it, whatever it is that nurses wear. And she was about 100 pounds overweight. And I'm sorry, I noticed. And I'm in this thing and I'm going, okay, she's going to take care of me. You know, and I'm not trying to be prideful, but I'm just saying, okay, you got to walk the walk. And then the surgeon came in and he had to have been at least 40 pounds overweight. And I'm going, what is he going to tell me about my heart? You know, no. And so I never went back. I'm in great health right now. But I was going, no. You know, and yeah. So listeners here, you have to find somebody that you can admire to actually talk into you or speak into your life or whatever it might be, and who's actually doing what they ask you to do. That's such a big deal right there. So
that's something that has always been at the forefront of my mind. just going through real estate or going through and learning real estate, it's hard for me to be able to take advice from someone that's not doing what they preach or they're not at a level that I plan on being at. That's always been something that I've looked for as well. So, I think James and I, we've talked about that before, right? Like if you're going to be talking or you're going to be, you know, trying to pour into others, you've got to be able to say that you've done the same.
100%. 100%.
But you know, it's like, there was many benefits to me taking this merger with my business and bringing it in and bringing on partners. It was benefits for all of us. But I'll tell you what I love. If we're sitting around chatting, it's not long. I feel broke around those guys. I feel broke because they've achieved so much more. They're ahead of me in life. Mm-hmm. And man, it's like, it pushes me. It drives me because I'm like, man, there's so much more I can still do. And it's just me and it was just my company. And man, I'm the most successful guy walking around here. It gets really easy there for a minute, right? And then I'll be around them. I'm like, dang, I feel broke.
Why I think there's
you know,
a, there's
I need to push and go harder.
And there's a big thing there too, James, without, and you're a humble guy, but I would also say that for them being around you, whether you know this or not, they look at certain aspects of you and they really admire that. And they want that in their life also. You know, mm-hmm. So give yourself a little bit of credit. And I get what you're saying, but make no mistake, the person that you are right now, yeah, they're going after that. That's why your listeners are listening to you guys. That's why they
appreciate
are.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Look, we want to be respectful of your time. There's one thing I want to hit back on. And I honestly, it was one of the first things that stuck out to me about you, Robert. And it immediately made me respect you. Was the fact that I feel like you're very selective in your clientele because you realize at the end of the day, it is your time. And who are you willing to give your time and energy to? What's your, just kind of your general thoughts on that? I mean, for our listeners here, because they're all in different parts of life right now, right? All on different journeys, trying to move forward, be more successful. They wouldn't be listening to this podcast if they weren't, right? Mm-hmm. So I just think you do a really, really good job of that. It's very obvious with you in the most professional sense that my time's not given to everybody.
Well, yeah. It's been 21 years now and I just don't advertise. As a matter of fact, can I plug one thing and come in? I have a newsletter, which James, I know you subscribe to, and Addison, I want you right after this, I want you to get on. But if y'all will go to robertmallon.com, robertmallon.com, right below my picture is a thing that says sign up for newsletter. And all you do is you put your email in there, and then it's going to send you an email that all you got to do is say, yes, I did just subscribe. Okay. I think, James, you know this, but I put out something every week. It's about a 2 or 3 minute read. But it's all about growing in leadership and growing in your life. And it's very specific and it's story oriented. So there's always a story behind it. And I've got a ton of people that do that, but that's a good way of learning that giving yourself a weekly dose of I'm getting better. I'm getting better. And there's always an action step to that right there. But I would say, going back to your question there, I'm very selective about who I work with, and I have to feel like they truly, truly, truly want to grow, and that they have potential for more in their life, and that their businesses also have potential in their life. I also look for people who, although it can be very, very tough, they do what they say they're going to do. And so I push that very hard. Like if I feel somebody's a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, I really don't want to work with that person. Okay. So they need to have somewhat of a history of, yes, I will do what I tell you I'm going to do. And James, you know this. Sometimes when you've not done what we talked about, I don't yell at you, but I do make you uncomfortable. Is that true?
That is very true.
And you need that. And I need that too in my life. You know, so that's a good part of it right there. So hopefully that answers your questions.
Yeah, it does. Robert, anything? Hey, talking about the newsletter, absolutely. Guys, the newsletter is great. You don't get any advertisements or anything. Sign up. It's great information, just a quick little hit. And we can, Addison, we can put that in the show notes.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the show notes for sure.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Anything you want to leave our listeners with? Like I said, we got people all different backgrounds, all different countries, you know, different stages of life. Any just little parting words of wisdom?
I would say a parting words of wisdom would be continue listening to James and Addison, because these guys are going at it in a big sort of way. I'm a fan. I love what you guys are doing. And I love your hearts for what you're doing too, because I will say this, and you know this, it's inconvenient what you guys are doing, this podcast. There's work behind the scenes. It's not just record and something happens. Y'all got to do all the work. So great job for you. Keep listening to these guys, folks.
Yeah. What he said. And you know, while you're at it, if you're feeling a little frisky, go ahead and just leave us a review.
All yeah.
Right? We're just working our fingers to the bones over here. Okay. Addison hadn't had a vacation in 29 years. Okay. Help him out. All right.
Robert, I definitely appreciate you coming on. It was really cool hearing you guys go back and forth and being able to address many different topics and be able to elaborate on those. It was really cool to hear. So I know our listeners are definitely going to get a lot out of this. And hopefully they dive into themselves and start looking and see, you know, where they can become better and have that growth mindset as well. With that being said, James. Oh, yep. Go ahead, Robert.
One last thing, based on what you just said, here's a concept for you. Super easy. Okay. 1 + 1 = 3. 1 + 1 = 3. And so if your listeners get a coach, get somebody who can like speak into that 1 + 1, it's exponential what happens from that. It's not just 1 + 1 = 2. Big things come out of that. So good stuff. Great job, Addison.
Thank you.
Very good.
James, as usual, what do you think?
Grinder out.